Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Monday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time, August 31st, 2026, the last day of August. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Luke, where Luke writes, "When the people of the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away." There are moments in life when doing the right thing does not earn applause, but hostility. We imagine that truth naturally wins hearts, yet the gospel reminds us that truth often unsettles before it heals. Jesus experiences this firsthand in Nazareth. The very people who had watched him grow up suddenly became his enemies. Their admiration turns to anger because his words expose a deeper reality. God's mercy cannot be confined to familiar boundaries or personal expectations. The scene we hear unfolds with startling speed. The congregation that had listened attentively now rushes together like an angry tide. They drive Jesus from the synagogue, out of the town and towards the cliff's edge. Hatred has a frightening momentum. Once resentment takes hold, people can encourage one another towards actions they might not have ever imagined doing alone. Yet the most remarkable sentence comes at the end. He passed through the midst of them and went away. Luke offers no explanation. There's no dramatic miracle, no heavenly voice, no display of overwhelming power. Jesus simply walks through the crowd. There's profound spiritual wisdom here. Jesus does not allow hatred to determine his mission. He neither retaliates nor surrenders. He does not curse his attackers or seek revenge, nor does he abandon his Father's work because rejection has become painful. Instead, with quiet authority, he continues on his path. The crowd can oppose him, but they cannot redirect his purpose until the hour appointed by the Father. How often we allow criticism, misunderstanding or rejection to control our lives. One harsh comment can occupy our thoughts for days. One betrayal can harden our hearts. One failure can convince us to stop trying altogether. We become trapped by the opinions of others, far more power than they deserve. Jesus teaches another way. There are times when courage means standing and arguing, but there are also times when courage means simply walking on. Every insult requires an answer. Not every accusation deserves a defense. Not every conflict is ours to win. Interior freedom allows us to remain focused on God's will instead of becoming prisoners of other people's anger. The saints understood this well, endured ridicule, false accusations, and rejection, yet they refused to let bitterness define them. They knew that peace comes not from controlling others, but from remaining rooted in God's love. Their strength was not stubbornness, but surrender. Because their identity rested in God, they could pass through hostility without allowing it to enter their hearts. There is another lesson hidden in this passage. The people of Nazareth thought they knew Jesus. Familiarity so often became blindness. They could not see beyond the carpenter's son to recognize the Savior standing before them. So often we face the same temptation. God often comes to us clothed in the ordinary. A family member needing patience, a difficult co-worker revealing our pride, a stranger asking for kindness, or an unexpected interruption inviting compassion. Because these moments seem ordinary, we overlook the extraordinary grace hidden within them. Contemplative spirituality invites us to cultivate eyes that recognize Christ where we least expect Him. It teaches us to respond rather than react, to remain centered rather than swept away by emotion. In silence, we learn the freedom Jesus displayed that day in Nazareth, the freedom to remain faithful regardless of how others respond. A young teacher once spent months preparing lessons for a class that seemed completely indifferent. Students interrupted constantly, ignored assignments, and even mocked the teacher's efforts. She went home discouraged nearly every day, wondering whether she had chosen the wrong vocation. Near the end of the school year, one quiet student handed her a folded note. It simply read, "You never gave up on us. Because of you, I think I can become someone later." She realized that if she had allowed daily discouragement to define her, she would have missed the hidden work of God that was being accomplished beneath the surface. The loud voices had never told the whole story. So it is with our spiritual lives. We are called to faithfulness, not immediate success. God's grace is often working where we cannot yet see it. Perhaps today you find yourself facing misunderstanding, criticism, or disappointment. Resist the temptation to become consumed by it. To Christ. Let His peace become stronger than another person's anger. Let His purpose become clearer than your fears. Then, like Him, continue walking in the direction the Father has given you. For the person who walks with God cannot ultimately be stopped by the crowd. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, You remained peaceful in the face of rejection and steadfast in the face of hatred. When I am misunderstood, grant me patience. When I am criticized, grant me humility. When I am tempted to retaliate, fill me instead with Your peace. Teach me to recognize Your presence in the ordinary moments of each day and to remain faithful to the mission You have entrusted to me. I never allow fear, resentment, or the opinions of others to distract me from following You. Give me the quiet strength to walk forward with confidence, trusting always that Your will is greater than every obstacle. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we take a look at a piece of the gospel that we shared at Mass and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. Shoot today and keep you safe. Amen.